Next year, a newly designed license plate will be available for Iowans. The Department of Transportation wants people attending the Iowa State Fair to help choose which design will be used. Iowa Public Radio's John Pemble previews what your car's bumper could look like and what it means for the people that make them.
On the opening day of the State Fair, the Department of Transportation's booth, state officials unveil three different license plate designs. Earlier this year, the governor's office asked for a new look, and Governor Kim Reynolds likes what she sees.
They've done a good job. I really am grateful to the staff for really their expertise in being able to design this.
At the booth, people line up to get a close look at these three designs on a large computer screen to vote for the design they want to be on the next state license plate.
I think the Great Wide Open more of Iowa than anything else is.
Ray Bachman from New Hampton likes the one with green rolling hills. It sort of resembles a Grant Wood style.
That's more farm-oriented.
The plate with a blue strip on top, a red on the bottom, a bald eagle in the middle, and the year 1846 in the corner has the eye of Karen from southeast Iowa. She would only give us her first name.
I like the patriotic and the vivid colors, and I like the fact that it says we were established in 1846.
And the design with the skyline of Des Moines and the outline of a wind turbine and a farm is what Vanessa Van Buskirk from Iowa Falls favors.
I just like the mix of the city and country together. It's representing Iowa and how it's showing that our state is a mix of city and country.
A few months ago, graphic designers at the Department of Transportation came up with around 40 different designs. DOT spokeswoman Andrea Henry says they have to keep the look as simple as possible.
To make sure they're legible for law enforcement, that is the primary purpose of the plate, is so that we can identify the vehicle and the owner of the vehicle. So that we have to be careful that that design doesn't impede that recognition of the alphanumeric combination on the plates themselves.
State law requires the county be placed on the plate, but there is no law prohibiting a slogan or a motto.
That was one thing that we decided to stay away from, is we didn't want the plate to become dated. We wanted a timeless design, and slogans come and go. So we wanted to make sure and just leave that out of our design consideration.
Once selected, metal plates with the design will come from the 3M company, but the customized stage of production happens at Anamosa State Penitentiary. Luke Fowler is the license shop's production manager.
I have 11 offenders working for me, two of which are running the computers and nine are on the floor.
A specialized computer and printing system prints the letters, numbers, and the county. Fowler says that in an average year, his department makes 1.3 million plates for every vehicle registered in Iowa.
Right now we have 24 different collegiate plates that we offer. We have veteran plates, handicap plates, DNR plates, and then we also run all the dealership plates. So as of right now, there's 104 different options to choose from that we make.
Which means adding a new design isn't going to dramatically change the workflow. Iowans are only issued new plates every 10 years, except for new vehicles or replacing stolen or damaged plates. But for those who can't wait, the new design is available for an extra fee of $5. Fowler says if there is a sudden rush for new plates, his shop can meet the demand.
You know, every day we can make an average of 16,000 plates per day. And that's 8,000 pair.
The Department of Transportation will phase in the new plates sometime next year. As to which design, that decision is being made by people voting for their favorite one at the DOT's State Fair booth or on their website. Voting closes on Sunday. I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.